This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and happy hump day. Going to get our first look at the news here. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Conventa Life Sciences. Donate blood with Conventa Life Sciences and earn up to $450 for your blood donation. Schedule your appointment today. That's C-A-N-V-E-N-T-A, Conventa.com. All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, it's just ended up being warm all week. It was supposed to dip, and it is still warm every day. So,
sweaty 80s. Warm.
Not 110, 80s, but still pretty warm. And we're going to creep back up to the 90s coming up this weekend. So, you know, late summer. It's usually the nicest time of the year for us. So
it lingers.
It's good. Yep. It's all right. All right, here's some serious stuff that we need to address real quick before we move on to our usual nonsense. Louisville is bracing for fallout ahead of a decision on charging police in the Breonna Taylor case. The Breonna Taylor case has been in the news now for months.
Yep.
If you're not familiar, this is a situation where police conducted a middle-of-the-night raid. Breonna Taylor is not a criminal, but she ended up shot in that raid. Now, they say her ex-boyfriend was who they were looking for, and they thought he was dealing drugs out of that house.
He wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there. Now, the person who was there, I don't know if that was her new boyfriend or a friend, but it was someone that had a gun and shot at the police, and then they shot back. Whatever the case may be, she ended up dead. So now, we've been waiting to find out, will police be charged in this case? Yesterday, the mayor had declared a state of emergency, as it looks like a decision is coming maybe today. Police put up concrete barriers and fencing. Again, the mayor declared a state of emergency. Businesses nailed plywood to their storefront windows. They've never seen protesting like this there. And it's been it's been going on for months. So they're very worried about what will happen if these police aren't charged as the protesters want and expect. So, anyway, that's really where that stands. They've been sort of bracing themselves for the unfortunate reality that these guys, in fact, at the end of this long story I've read, which recaps everything, and I'm kind of trying not to do that here because most of us already know, but they say here, it's very unlikely these guys are going to be charged with murder.
Right.
Which is the demand. That's right. What people want. She's dead. You shot. That's murder.
Right.
So, but that's, you know, we'll see what they do. That's what it comes down to. I don't have anything else to tell you other than today could be the day. And if we get that information, I'll certainly pass it along. Unfortunately, they're saying it's unlikely that this is going to end well for the protesters. On a much less serious but similar note, we already talked about this, and it was surprising to me as well because I just never thought about these things. Uncle Ben's rice brand,
yes,
Washington Redskins,
yep.
Aunt Jemima syrup. All of these things have been around for so long we don't even notice them, except some people do, and it's been Clearly, it's finally time. So Uncle Ben's Rice has announced today that they will be called Ben's Original, and they will get rid of that picture that they've been using as the brand logo.
Right, he's like the chef.
Yeah, but, you know, they
or
say
am I
here...
thinking of the cream of wheat guy? He's like a chef, right? Because that they're also saying that that's the imagery is racist on that.
Yeah, I don't know the Quaker Oats one or the one that you're referencing, but here they're referencing the guy in the tie.
In the tie, right.
The black older black man in the tie who is supposed to be the guy who made this rice. It's really just a
Ben's
racist
original.
Image. And so is Aunt Jemima that, you know, yep. is gonna be dropped as well. It hasn't yet. I know I was just sent out for syrup the other day, and I, to be honest, I looked at it all. I was looking at it going, oh, that's still there. Mm. And then I went log cabin light and walked out of there with that. So I don't know if there's any difference in taste or not, but it does seem like they'll get around to that, but they haven't rushed it because it's still there. Eskimo pie went away. That's another thing that, you know, we sort of went, oh, all right. And we even talked this morning about Squaw having to change their name, as they should.
That's in progress.
So anyway, that's the deal. It looks like Uncle Ben's will now be called Ben's Original, and new packaging is coming your way in the new year. So that didn't get dropped or forgotten, and that's good news.
Yes. Well, I'm sure there's divisions in each of these food makers in their buildings figuring this all out and coming up with new packaging. New
well,
labeling.
Some things just need to be done.
Yep.
Like, just do it. Don't stop talking about it. Just get it done, and then we'll move on with our lives, and it'll be simpler for everyone.
Yes.
Without that photo there that reminds everyone of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the year of the breakup is what I teased you with. Boy,
yes.
This year has been a doozy. So, and I love, I've had plenty of my own struggles this year, and I know I didn't get cancer, so I get it. To put it all in perspective, we had a listener who wrote us and said, I just left the hospital after having a leg removed because of cancer. All right, well, there's some perspective for you.
Right.
Does this year suck?
It truly does. Yes, this year does suck.
Yes.
And especially for the people who lost a leg.
Right.
You know, those for them, it's extra sucky.
Was
on
my
top
car
of
stolen?
Everything else.
Yes, yeah. But I'm still walking on both my legs. So
any update on the car? Any
the car's never coming home. The only update was that the missus sent to the fast track people, this is not our car, that's the thief driving our car to wherever its new home will be. So we'd like to not pay for that.
Right.
We really don't want to pay for that trip across the bridge. Thank you. I think she had to supply some
police.
Maybe she sent him the video of the person leaving at 3 a.m. in our car. I don't know if that helps or not. But anyway, dating.com. Just put together a list of, well, basically, it is the year of the breakup. That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
A lot of them. We've already heard about the divorces, but that's harder to get to, that decision. You know what? You're blowing up your life.
Right.
And you're going to divvy up all your things, and it's very difficult.
And it's going to cost you. And you got to get a lawyer ready. I mean, it sounds like the lawyers are busy with that. Like, you might have to wait for a bit.
It looks like twice as many couples have broken up this year compared to last year. And that's really unfortunate news on top of, you know, having to be stuck in the house. And
right.
I really do think, like, is this even a fair stress test? I don't think it is. Like, nobody can, can't possibly be prepared to have a pandemic come down. I know that you may even do the story, but the lady whose husband died of coronavirus, she's saying, we should have been better prepared. Every single thing about this year should have been handled differently from the first person who showed up with the sickness.
100%. This is about the most botched national crisis we've ever gone through.
Right. I mean, all the way back to the first person that ate that bat or whatever it was.
Right.
I mean, all the way through. Yes, it's been
Botched international, right?
I yes. mean, that's,
yeah, this is a CF of epic proportions. Let there be no doubt.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that one of the casualties is people who are like, I thought I liked you, but then we had to live together for a year and no one else could be involved in our relationship
right.
in any way, shape, or form. And I hate you. And
right.
we're breaking up now.
I'd like to say, I don't think it's a fair stress test. I don't think the people whose marriages or relationships failed, it's not on them or a failure on their part. This is unprecedented stress.
Yeah.
And it can easily be taken out on the people who you're closest to, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, you got to make an effort to not do that. And but I will say that if your marriage or your relationship survive this and you come out and still like each other on the other side, seems like you might have a keeper.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? So that's the other end of the test. It's a hard yes or a hard no.
The two main reasons couples who were living together split up, too many fights and learning new things about the other person that led to the end of the relationship.
Oh.
But that's, who knows what that is? Is that
right.
just booger picking? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, stinky feet, you know.
You know what's weird? There's a reference to booger picking in Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And he says something to Anna like, what if he picks his boogers and eats it? And she's like, gross. And he goes, all men do it. And this might have been, I don't know if it was the millionth or the 2 millionth time we watched it as a family, but I actually said, as the only guy in the family, not all guys do that. I don't eat my boogers. I never have eaten boogers. I just want to be on the record for that. And then later the missus goes, I don't think they're talking about boogers. I think they're talking about that thing you do all the time. And I'm like, they put a reference to self...
it's 1 o'clock.
Self-care in a Frozen... I don't believe that. That's not the case.
They might actually just be talking about boogers.
I think
Everybody
they are just
about
talking
you,
about boogers. References to self-care in a Frozen movie. Come on!
Look, they gotta put something in there for the adult.
Well, all right. Maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, too many fights
that.
And learning new things about the other person led to the end of the relationships. But this is, just for the record, the year of the breakup. So if your relationship blew up this year, you're not
it's
alone.
It's not your fault. To give yourself a pass.
It's a freaking bummer, man.
A lot of things are. Losing the leg right up there. The worst of the bummers.
Oh,
but all the other
me.
Stuff, super bummer too. You know, everybody's got their personal bummers to deal with this year.
Thing sucks!
Let's get a new year going here.
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. 510 says, Vinny, get yourself some real maple syrup for God's sakes. That junk is terrible. Oy. Yeah, you're probably right. I was sent to the store for something, and I very robotically carried it out. I was told to get syrup. The only part where my mind came into it was I'm not going to grab the Aunt Jemima, even though I know I said we had that in our fridge just recently. Aunt Jemima isn't racist, says 707. Look up her story. The imagery is racist, they're saying.
It's We didn't make this decision, just so you're clear. The people who are behind Aunt Jemima and people who were not psyched about Aunt Jemima have said
right.
that needs to go. We're not that. We're just reporting the stories, people.
Right.
We're not making these decisions.
It takes a long time to work through the old packaging on the shelves and in the warehouses, usually 6 months or more. Okay, that's good. I understand that, actually. In fact, that's one of those things, whenever you stock up on something, you can expect that it's going to go bad, or you decide you don't like it anymore, or something goes wrong, right? I mean,
sure.
Those Costco runs where you're like, but we got a recall. We got 7 boxes of those. Crap.
You don't like it anymore. I've got a case of that in the garage. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. I heard a rumor that Banana Republic is going to change their name. Oh, boy, they're doing jokes. Har, har, har. But you can give them a drum hit. I'm not even going to finish it.
I didn't even think of Banana Republic, but that is, it's you know, they is that it's based on countries where the main crop is bananas?
I don't know. I've never heard that, and they're doing a joke, so I don't
think
even
I've
think.
Heard that. So I'm
really
not, yes, I or oh. something. I don't know, something like that though.
Louisville is not the only city who should be bracing for the outcome. All major cities will go nuts if it goes badly.
Yeah, this is. They need to make the right call here.
Well,
you know, I it's that the bottom line is they broke into her apartment from her standpoint. They broke in and she's dead. Somebody's got to pay for that. Sorry. And whether they charge, you know, first degree, whatever they throw at them, there need to be some charges. And even if it's not like, look, these are the guys who said, they said, here's your order today. You're going to execute this no-knock warrant. And they took the assignment and went. So, and they were shot at. So maybe the person who gets charged is the person who issued the warrant. I don't know. Or I honestly, I'm so glad I'm not judging this case. Because to me, the bottom line is that woman is dead. And through no fault of her own. And whoever was supposed to investigate and issued the warrant, maybe that's the person.
Well, I think one of the things they came up with was this no-knock warrant in the middle of the night has to be, they have to stop doing that. I think that's one of the things.
Yes.
One of the conclusions they came to. So, I don't know. It's really above my head. So, I'm going to just watch and hope everyone gets what they want here.
Yep.
And
well, that'll never happen.
Right. Wait. Oh, someone wrote in and said, wait, what happened to Jane? Nothing happened to Jane. She's the best afternoon radio show host in the country. She's still on Alice right now.
I mean, we just don't ever see her.
Right. But she's working out of her palace in Alameda or wherever it is she lives.
Or her garage. Sure. One of those.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything. I told you guys. Jane is very cagey about details, so as close as you think you are to her, then she just goes poof, like a puff of smoke and disappears, and you're like, what? Was she even here? I don't know. She's like ghostly
Did
and
I just dream
magical.
That?
And
yeah.
Anyway, the thing is, Jane's great. Nothing happened. Her hair's growing out. That's happening to her as we speak.
Yes, that is getting longer every single day.
She used to have the tightest bangs you've ever seen.
Like, you couldn't cut. They're like laser cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in the trash, I'll tell you that Elon Musk story, a little bit about that car you really want. And then I actually have, I have been sort of, over the last couple of days, gathering some sports stories that have interesting angles on them. So we'll get to some of those, too, after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.